From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for November 5, 2013. Those who consider pecan pie a must for Thanksgiving won't be disappointed this year, as the quality of Texas pecans should be very high. Tuesday, I talked to Dr. Larry Stein, AgriLife Extension Horticulturist, Uvalde.
Well, this year the crop is much shorter. There's not that big a crop across the state. There are pecans in certain places, though. It's not like it's a total washout. And in certain places, we're seeing a few more pecans than we initially saw. However, where the crop is really short, you got to realize the varmints are working them hard. So the crows and squirrels and deer and turkeys and raccoons and you name it are all getting their share right now. And as they say, a short crop always gets shorter and a big crop always gets bigger. But make no mistake, there are pecans across the state.
Are there any projections as to what the consumer price is going to be?
Well, the consumer price right now is fairly high, and it kind of depends on where you're at. I mean, the market kind of appears to be a bit soft at the moment, not a lot of activity. And basically, I think they're trying to figure out exactly what kind of crop we have across Texas and the rest of the United States. But the good news is that the quality is really outstanding. You know, most everybody that has pecans had to irrigate. And so as long as they had sufficient irrigation water and they applied it religiously, then they should be in good shape as far as quality. Mm-hmm. Realize that quality is usually better in a dry year as long as you have water, because you don't have diseases to deal with.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.